Most Americans know Stephen King as a master of the morbid, but King is also a die-hard Boston Red Sox fan who rarely misses a game and rarely passes up a chance to talk about his beloved team. That team finally won a World Series last year after decades of disappointment. We spoke with King today from Fort Myers, Florida, where he's soaking up the sun and getting his daily fix of baseball at spring training. You see, King explains that the Red Sox are not just a passion. For him, they're an addiction.
Well, we live down here now, and I'm not going to say that we moved down here the way that alcoholics move into bar rooms, but there might have been an element of that involved. I generally find a way to finagle tickets, although I have to tell you, this year has been an extremely tough get as far as Red Sox tickets go.
Explain for us the special charms of spring training.
Well, I think that the biggest thing is it's warm. You know, spring baseball, when the season actually starts, is kind of a mug's game as far as I'm concerned. You have to dress the way that you would for football. So down here in the third inning, the announcer will say it's 78 degrees and sunny in Fort Myers, and everybody in the crowd cheers and claps, and they'll say it's 23 and snowing in Boston, and then the crowd goes crazy. So that's part of the charm, and the rest of it is just that it's kind of laid back. The crowds are smaller, the prices are lower, and the feeling is just one of possibility, endless possibility. Anything can happen at that point in the season. Everybody is tied for first place.
You and a friend and fellow writer, Stuart Onan, wrote a book together about last year's season, and in the book you talk about spring training, and you talk about it with a good deal of affinity, but it also sounds like there's a lot you have to put up with to actually enjoy the game and deal with the crowds down there.
Well, I think that I've become sort of a Red Sox mascot. People recognize me and they come up, and this year I've so far collected, I think, 7 bloody socks. There's a guy who's giving out facsimile Curt Schilling socks. You know, he bled in his sanitary hose last year because his ankle had been stitched up, so I have a bunch of those. People give me CDs sometimes. I have my little collection of hats, but mostly people want to come up and say, hey, how are you? What kind of a year do you think it's going to be? Do you think that the Red Sox are going to have a good team? Do you think they're going to have a bad team? And, you know, I'm very, very fortunate because I can say I'm not an expert. I'm just a fan. So I always say, I don't know, I'm hoping for the best just like you are.
You write in your book that that you thought that you would go to your grave and the tombstone would read Stephen King. And below that there'd be a single sock and then the words, not in my lifetime. And then one more line below that, not in yours either.
Not in yours either.
This must be a bit odd for you, though, because you're a writer and you write a sort of macabre brand of fiction. And so suddenly to find yourself in this sort of sunny moment must feel a bit strange. Wonderful,
no.
But also strange.
It's wonderful, and it's not strange at all. I mean, as somebody who writes things that are sometimes really horrible, I think that what people don't understand a lot of times is that I write these things in order to take the curse off. The idea is you think of the worst thing you can possibly think of, and maybe it won't come true. By saying, not in my lifetime, and not in yours either, that's a way of propitiating the gods and saying, please, let it be in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it works, see? It works.
Stephen, it's been great talking to you.
Same here. Always willing to talk baseball.
Stephen King, along with Stuart Onan, is the author of Faithful, a book about last year's world champion Boston Red Sox.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.